Imagine if your agency came up with a system to keep track of money that works so well, the White House took notice. And that's what happened to the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. The RAT Board is using a tool tracking how stimulus money is being spent and follows that money. Office of Management and Budget Director Peter Orszag recently announced that the rest of the government's going to start incorporating that system too. Earl Devaney is chairman of the RAT Board and he joins us now. Mr. Devaney, it is always a pleasure. We love having you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks, Amy. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Now, I got to ask if you knew that this was coming and that the Vice President and the OMB Director would be highlighting the tool that you guys use and how well it works.
Yeah, they gave me about 5 hours' notice. Actually, we'd been talking to CMS, the Social Security, HM, the Medicare and Medicaid folks for some time about doing a pilot for them, so it wasn't a surprise that they're thinking about using this tool.
And so how does the tool actually work? How can it be incorporated by other agencies?
Well, Tom, when we took on this mission, we decided that, you know, one of the goals was to try to prevent or interrupt fraud before it actually happened, as opposed to the old paradigm of coming along later and detecting it. So we set up this Recovery Operations Center, as we call it, here at our headquarters, and we staff that center with some unique professionals that have backgrounds in auditing, investigations, procurement, and statistics, and analyze data as a profession. And then we went out and got some unique software tools, some of which had been used previously in the intelligence and law enforcement worlds, and now we just turned them towards spending, which is kind of unique. So there are some new software tools here, but it's using these tried and true methods that help us, for instance, track terrorists or organized crime, and we're using it to look at money now.
So it's broad enough, it's general enough that they can use it throughout the rest of the government. One of the things they said they wanted to do is track payments, ensure that no improper payments are made, and that if they are, they can get the money back, they can follow the money. So this is precisely the type of tool that could do that?
Well, I think it's tools that agencies can use as opposed to, and law enforcement as well, but of course agencies have been dependent upon law enforcement to sort of detect the fraud almost after it's occurred. These are tools that are designed to try to interrupt fraud when it's occurring or to prevent it from happening in the first place. And so the center, the first tier, involves the analysts working with the software to isolate high-risk recipients in our database. We have, for the very first time from an IG community perspective, this huge database of all the grants, contracts, and loans made under the recovery program. We've never really had access to a database like that before, so we interface it with public source information. This isn't necessarily old-fashioned data mining. This is using public source information, harnessing the tools that bring all millions and millions of pieces of public source data into one place. And we look for recipients that may be high risk or may have been, for instance, in the past, a past bad financial system, a financial history or tax debt status, or previously suspended and debarred from the government. And the next tiers, if you will, after we've identified some of that, we look for, you know, non-obvious relationships and high-risk relationships between entities, and we make sure that, you know, we bring to bear that all the tools and the professionals we have in there. And then finally, we look at how the results of the first two steps tied with historical factors like, you know, previous audits done by the Inspector General community in high-risk areas most hit by the recession, you know, the where the most foreclosures are, and we try to predict areas of high risk within the country, and then we use that to tell other folks like the IGs and Department of Justice as to where resources are best apt to be deployed.
Now, some of these tools are pretty sophisticated. Is there any mechanism for training people that need to be able to deploy them? The agencies may not have that expertise at this point.
There are training programs that some of the software vendors that are in the center use, and they tend to be in the vicinity of 2 or 3 days of training, and folks are up and running.
Wow.
One of the things that the vice president had said was that the recovery board had had a lot of success in tracking how recipients are spending funds, not just looking at improper payments or preventing those improper payments, but following the money itself. Can you talk to us a little bit about how then that can translate into how agencies would be able to use this too?
Well, I think that we have had some success at being able to follow the money further than we've ever had an opportunity to do before. IGs have always had the ability to go in and sort of hand search through any contract or grant, but once again, this data that comes in from the recipients on quarterly basis, and we're just starting our fourth quarterly reporting today, as a matter of fact. And the data is getting better and better. I mean, we had some discussions, the three of us earlier, about the errors in the data. Well, for the most part, those errors are falling off, and we're seeing really clean and good data, and we're very pleased about that. It enables us to take a really good look at the data and discern where the high risks areas are, and we can often prevent things from happening before they happen.
We're speaking with Earl Devaney. He's chairman of the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. And looking at the figures, I think through June 10th, if the number comes to my mind correctly, about $154 billion in grants had gone out from the agencies. And can you give us just a snapshot picture of how much of that you think, or what percentage of that needs this extra look that might be fraud or illegitimate at this point? Do we have any
results yet? Well, we're actually, Tom, looking at every grant, loan, and contract, and every one of those goes through this recovery operations center. So we're looking at everything and trying to discern in that look, where we would best utilize our investigative resources, or for that matter, our audit resources. Oftentimes, we see something that might not merit a criminal investigation, for instance, but might very well be something that we think an IG ought to take a look at with perspective of maybe doing an audit in that area. So, this is, once again, a first-time opportunity to see everything at once, and we're trying to utilize all the tools and professionals we have to try to take advantage of that.
I wanted to also ask you about some interesting success stories that you might want to share, if there's anything that really stands out in your mind. You've been doing this for a while now. How this tool has helped you with some discoveries or things you wouldn't have expected, just for instance.
Well, as a for instance, I would say that we are... experience a phenomenon where we find multiple companies sort of listed at the same address, and some come to mind. Where we found where 45 LLCs were listed at one address, and when we pull the address up on we have Google Earth and other tools in the center. When we pulled it up, it turned out to be a sort of a mansion on an intercoastal with a big yacht tied behind it. So now that doesn't mean that there are criminals living in that house. It just means that we want to send an inspector general out and knock on the door and find out why all those companies are in one place.
I also wanted to ask about the site and how it's always updated. There's always something new there. What's the latest going on with your site itself?
Well, we're spending a lot of time on making sure that we do have all the software tools. This is a world that changes almost weekly, so we want to make sure, and we're always seeking folks to come in and talk to us about new technologies that they found. And my goal is to continually improve this center and continually make it more updated as I possibly can. So it's not a static thing where we built it and we're going to now use it for 2 or 3 years. It's always in a state of almost turmoil because I've got new folks coming in and looking at testing new tools in there. So we're going to keep at this until we, at the end of the day, think we have a really new and different way from an IG perspective of looking at spending. It's a great opportunity for the community to develop tools that we can use in the future as opposed to the old tool bag that we had, which basically contained audits and investigations.
And I remember when you first put up the button for people to report fraud, and since that time, how many people have pushed that button and sent you reports?
Well, I suspected reports. I probably am, I kiddingly used to say I expected a million citizen IGs. I can't honestly say that a million deputies have shown up for my posse, but I will say that we get an awful lot of citizens who are on the website and seeing that a project is supposed to be going on in their neighborhood, and they call us and say, hey, we haven't seen anything. Now, that could be that the project has been scheduled to begin but hasn't begun, or it could mean something like, you know, money went out that's supposed to be used that hasn't been used and maybe is gone. So we welcome any citizen who is willing to call us and tell us about something that bothers them, and we get all over that as soon as we get it. So we've had a robust amount of calls on our hotline. We get every day. We get emails to us, and we process all those and look at them seriously, and then forward on to the respective IGs, the ones that we think bear further scrutiny.
And as we see this tool evolve and make its way through the other federal agencies, would you, since you know it very well, have any advice for those who are going to start using it for their own purposes?
Well, one piece of advice I give everybody is don't think of it as a silver bullet. It's not certainly going to capture all of the potential fraudsters that are out there. There are, for every device that we develop in the enforcement arena to prevent fraud, the bad guys will think of a way around it. So it's not a silver bullet, but what it is a modern day approach to trying to prevent something before it happens, as opposed to simply accepting that it will happen and detecting it later, long after the money's gone and the bad guys are gone too.
Well, Officer D, always great to have you on, and we thank you for that update.
Thank you very much.